I'm Angelica Mari, and this is an audio report from IT Decisions on the latest developments around education in Brazil. Eliminating illiteracy and bringing more than 5 million young people to university are some of the aims of the new National Education Plan. This will cost over 60 billion reais worth of public resources, or $37 billion until 2020. The estimated figure was quoted by Brazilian newspaper Valor Econômico today, citing a report from the Ministry of Education. Previously, the investment figure had been hovering around the 80 billion reais mark. The government's goal is to spend about 7% of Brazil's GDP on education and invest a total of about 220 billion reais over the next decade. Today, the average investment in education is about 5% of the country's GDP. The 20-goal plan introduced this year is much simpler than the previous education plan that was in place between 2001 and 2010 and had about 250 objectives. Education investment, or at least the promises of it, have been prominently featuring in the news during the first few months of Rousseff's mandate, who took over last January. While critics have argued that the president is spreading herself too thin when it comes to education actions to meet the demands of a fast-growing nation, one could argue that the battle to solve Brazil's educational problems cannot be won during. However, time is of the essence for Brazil, and the country needs to respond fast to national and international companies who are hungry for skilled resources, especially in areas such as IT. In the IT field, an example of initiatives aimed at bridging the skills gap in the short term is the National Program of Access to Technical Education and Employment, PRONATEC. PRONATEC will see 1 billion reais going towards technical education for about 8 million people in the next 4 years. If these investments will be sufficient, only time will tell, but it is nevertheless interesting to see that for the first time, the Brazilian government is reacting to international pressure to move from being a provider of manufacturing and agriculture products and services to placing a really sharp focus on high-end sectors such as IT. However, you cannot achieve these goals if you don't have skilled people, and the government seems to be finally realizing that. You listen to an IT Decisions audio report on the latest in educational developments in Brazil. I'm Angelica Mari. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.